Hello, everyone. This is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder of the Collab Collective, and I want to welcome you to Decision Point. This is Technology Insights for IT Leaders. Now, this series is dedicated to the idea of exploring solutions and technologies that are shaping the modern workplace. Now, we do something a little bit different here. What we try and do is we try and avoid the PowerPoint, death by PowerPoint. We try and avoid the marketing fluff. This is an opportunity for me on your behalf to ask some questions to the people behind the products that you're considering for your workplace deployments. Today, I'm really excited to have on Espen Loberg, who's the VP of Product Management from Cisco. And today we're going to talk about the Roombar BYOD. Espen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Craig. Great to catch up again. And I can't wait to tell you more about the Roombar BYOD.
That's perfect. Now, this is an international call. This is evening for you. You're in Oslo, so I appreciate you taking the time to do this with me. I still have my cup of coffee, so bear with me as I get my energy up and running for this one, okay?
Always a pleasure, Craig.
Now, you and I have actually met in the past. Not only are you the VP of Product Management over the devices within the Cisco WebEx ecosystem, but you're also the site lead for the Oslo Customer Experience Center, as well as Development Center as well, too, right? Tell me just a little bit about that to give some background.
Sure, Craig. So we are about 500 people here in Oslo. We're the global headquarters for Cisco's collaboration devices development. Our legacy goes more than 30 years back in this site. We've been building state-of-the-art, world-leading video conferencing devices for 4 decades. And we're still doing really, really well at that. We're seeing tremendous market momentum. And I think, as you can tell, our team is delivering as never before.
That's right. Now, you and I actually had a chance to sit down and have a coffee on what I called the Collaboration Cafe, and that was a nice, kind coffee. Not today. Today, I'm going to ask the hard-hitting questions because we want to find out for sure some of the things behind the product we talked about, the Roombar BYOD. Now, I'm going to set the stage because we're going to get to the point. This isn't just going to be a conversation about a single device. What I like about what we're going to talk about is this is actually a great BYOD solution that complements the rest of the WebEx portfolio as well, including the management within Control Hub and even a really great product that you have called Workplace Designer. So I think we're going to cover a lot. Are you ready to jump in?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, let's start off with this. We're talking about BYOD in today, the current day. Does BYOD still matter in your point of view? Is this an important element that you think that we need to cover as a use case on behalf of the enterprise customers?
Absolutely. And I'm clearly so given that we just announced this this device we've been shipping for about a quarter. We see the relevance of BYOD higher than ever. So as you pointed out, this isn't only a point product in our portfolio. It's a platform, right? We have BYOD capabilities on every device across our video devices portfolio, from the smallest to the largest, because there is a need in most customers to be able to connect with your own device to join certain types of meeting. Every customer we serve is living in some sort of multi-meeting environment, and in many ways BYOD is the lowest common denominator that every user knows how to use and can serve a lot of objectives. So but with the Roombar BYOD, that's our first dedicated BYOD device in a while, it has some of the same platform capabilities as the rest of our portfolio. So it's that we don't see BYOD as a destination in itself in most rooms. It's part of a bigger ecosystem story.
So it's almost as if it serves two purposes within the enterprise footprint. I think it does where it allows enablement for smaller rooms where there might be a ceiling on investment, for example. But to what you just alluded to, it also gives people the opportunity to experiment with a video enabled room and then potentially move it up to a more native experience along the way. There's capabilities within this device. We're going to talk about it in a moment. But what I'm trying to say is this helps cover those gaps in that footprint within a company's workplace environment. Smallest rooms, rooms they're not sure might want to be video enabled and so forth. Am I right there?
No, absolutely. I mean, as you know, in the modern hybrid reality, every 98% of meetings have a foreign participant. And all organizations, all customers we speak to, their major challenge is really kind of scaling video to more rooms. And not the least, the smaller spaces, right?
Yeah.
That did not have video previously. So this allows customers to go abroad in the smaller spaces at a nice cost point and then evolve from there and figure out what the actual needs are per room, per location, per geo over time.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's talk about the device in itself. Now, the Roombar BYOD, you actually announced at, where I first saw it was at ISE in February this year, but it was also announced where you were having WebEx, the EMEA event as well, too, in that same time frame, right? So this product has been in market, like you said, about a quarter. Is that about right so far?
Yeah, we've been shipping since February.
Yeah, so you actually have a model there in front of you as well. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the Roombar BYOD? We don't want to go too far into speeds and feeds, but the idea of what's behind the product in itself.
So here it is, the Roombar BYOD. This is the dark version. We have a light version as well as we have across our portfolio. It's most likely the most sustainable Roombar in the market. Very high percentage of post-consumer recycled plastics. It aligns with the rest of our design language. It's powered, as the rest of our portfolio, by a powerful NVIDIA processor. Been working with NVIDIA for more than a decade now because we realized that the future of rooms would be dependent on AI-powered devices. So it's a small, lightweight, beautiful little device that can do much more than video and audio. It has, it also has wider sharing capabilities with Miracast. And, it has stereo speakers. You can plug in an extra mic if you need. And then there's obviously also a noise canceling microphone array. And all of this is available to the end user, through a single, USB-C connection.
That's pretty impressive. So let me take a step back. So we're not talking about a traditional, I'm doing air quotes, dumb USB BYOD device. You're talking about something because of the NVIDIA chip, it actually runs operating system, RoomOS, which means then it's enabled with all those AI features that you guys have been so well known for around your audio and your video enablement. So it's a powerful, intelligent BYOD solution, it sounds like.
It's a very powerful solution, and it's a device that will benefit of the advancements we make in audio and video AI across the rest of our portfolio, right? So as soon as we make an improvement to an algorithm on the audio or video side, or to our people count algorithms, this device will also benefit from that. So obviously when connected to our the cloud, it will always get new software every month. So in that way, it's a very future-proof investment.
But at that same time, we're talking about a BYOD device that's managed. It is visible and seen within Control Hub, which is your central device management portal. Is that what I hear you saying?
Absolutely. So with all our portfolio, Craig, as you know, we serve two audiences. We serve the end user with the highest level of collaboration experience, both when it comes to capturing and transmitting the media experience. And then we serve the owner of the service and make sure that we keep the owner of the service out of trouble, that you can be proactive about your deployment and always understand exactly what's going on in your deployment. So with our control of connectivity, obviously we make it very easy to connect and manage the device, but we also serve the owner with metrics from the device, and not the least, we can help help you understand what's going on in the spaces, how these devices are being used, and what your next level of action might be for a single room, or maybe even more broadly across your deployment.
Well, I'm going to come back to that because actually there's some questions I want to talk about the Control Hub insights. But you actually mentioned one other thing, and there's something else I want to talk about. This is capable to work. It's plug and play. This is like a single USB-C connection. Is that what I understand you're saying?
Yeah, single USB-C connection. I'm just using it right now. I mean, for this interview, I came in here. I plugged into my Mac. I immediately then it recognizes my Mac. I used the camera from the BYOD device. I used the microphone array from this device. And then obviously now when I'm speaking to you, I get the nice stereo speakers listening to you through this device.
That's great.
Plug and play, no config required, up and running in seconds.
Better to hear my tough questions by. Is that right? That's good to know. You know, actually, there's a really interesting element here also that I saw live in person. And I don't know if you mentioned this, but you've actually also built in a very simple upgrade path for this device to take it from a BYOD to a full-fledged native device as well. And it's just through the addition of an additional piece of Cisco equipment in the room. Tell me about that a little bit.
Absolutely. And let's first talk about why do you want to upgrade this, or why might you want, right? And of course, as you know, we are strong believers of appliance-based video where the compute is on the device and not on your own device. There's so many benefits to that, of course, when it comes to reliability and quality. And of course, with these very powerful NVIDIA chipsets, we can provide you with a totally different higher level of experience than when you connect this just to your laptop. But of course, in some cases, an appliance might be cost prohibitive. It might be more important to you to scale fast, more rooms faster with a lower level of experience, but still something that's way better than just hunching over your laptop, in a huddle space. But we believe that as admins, owners, see kind of what rooms are being used the most by what people.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense to offer up a higher level of experience. And what you do then is simply you purchase our room navigator, the control panel that goes across our video portfolio, a small, nice 10-inch powerful control panel that also has more sensor capabilities. With that, plugging that in, the software automatically reconfigures the user interface, reconfigures and makes the device into a fully fledged Cisco video conferencing appliance.
A standalone device in the room at that point in time, fully dedicated to the WebEx environment and Room OS, even including the UI and everything else. That's fantastic. You're right. We should have got you that story first, but I wanted to understand that because I think it's a very powerful upgrade story. But this goes back to the question I wanted to talk about. This is where the power of Control Hub and having the managed BYOD device show there helps support that decision process. For example, tell me some of the data I see in Control Hub from a BYOD room that might encourage me to say this might be a good candidate to upgrade to a full-fledged appliance or a native room experience.
Yeah, I think let's first start with what you see that just makes you appreciate the combination of the device and controller, right? First of all, that you will get that you have visibility to also these BYOD devices in the same control pane as the rest of your appliance-based video conferencing solution. I mean, all enterprises, large companies out there have also broad deployments of appliance-based, right? So allowing you to have visibility to both your BYOD devices and your appliances in the same control pane has a lot of benefits. Given that, then you can understand kind of what device are in what rooms and mechanisms allow you to understand whether the health of the room is in a good place, right? So we will alert you, for instance, if let's say that there's a connectivity issue with the display that you connected to the room bar BYOD, you will automatically get an alert in controller, right? So there's a proactive troubleshooting element in all of this as well. But then when it comes to the insights, we will help you understand the utilization of the spaces. And I think that's probably why this is the most important part of this entire value proposition. You can deploy, let's say, 1,000 of these globally in smaller spaces to make sure you get video out quickly with high quality. And then you can measure utilization, right? And look at what spaces are being used the most, and approach those users or those sites, and potentially upgrade and provide them with a higher quality experience. I think because I think that's also where there's a more experience benefits and efficiency benefits, right? Because imagine over time using one of these devices. Well, it's very efficient to go and just plug in your USB-C cable. You still need to do that. You need to fiddle around with the apps on your laptop. It's quite error prone. I think as we even saw when we were setting up this interview, not on my side, but you had some issues with your laptop.
It was on my side, Craig,
right? And that's something users will, we all have issues with our personal devices from time to time need to reboot. You have all of those, I would say productivity barriers at times. So of course, in spaces where you have dozens of meetings on a BYOD device, on a daily basis, you can be proactive as an owner and propose that you upgrade, you do a simple kind of cost efficient upgrade of the room to a full appliance, and you're likely to save your organization hours of productivity on a daily basis by doing that, right?
I love it.
You can be more surgical then and do it where it matters the most for the users, where it has the most impact.
So high priority rooms, maybe like executive rooms or high briefing, high usage spaces wind up doing that as well too. So you get that usage, you even get occupancy information, support trends, what's taking place. Is this device need a lot of support along the way or not? Is it a good device? So all that power.
You also have, there's something more I want to touch upon as well, because we have some amazing AI capabilities through Control Hub, with a combination of the device and Control Hub. One that we released very recently is room reverb diagnostics through Control Hub. An acoustical assessment of the room, right? So this is where you can sit remotely as an admin and push a button and get a report of the acoustical qualities of the room. So that this can allow you also then to be proactive about maybe room remediation that is required, or maybe simply about plugging in another microphone, right? In some challenging acoustical environments, adding a microphone, one of our pro microphones, for instance, that you can also add to the BYOD device, can do wonders to the end user experience, right? So you have some of these kind of amazing the admin AI capabilities as well.
So what I'm hearing is leveraging that power of AI, I can support a consistent experience, for example, high quality audio, video across all these rooms, even if it's a BYOD versus a native room experience, because not only do you have the insights, but you actually have the tools, the software in the room, in the device itself that can help with some of these really advanced features. I love it. That's good stuff.
And as I said, this is evolving, right? So, I mean, in a year from now, there will be kind of experiences we might not have thought about quite yet that we will be able to upgrade this device to, right?
I love it. So let's transition a little bit, because we've been talking about this device in the BYOD use case, but let's talk about how this fits into the broader portfolio and overall that platform flexibility we're talking about. Because what I hear is, and what we haven't dove into, is this is just a small part of the entire workplace spectrum. We're talking from the desktop to the boardroom, that there is a WebEx device or a solution that can be put in place to enable these video rooms, right? And I guess what this room bar does, it gives you an additional freedom to do other meeting apps that you may need on a easier to use room, but it can easily scale up along the way. It's part of a whole ecosystem play, it sounds like here.
Absolutely. Right. So we have a broad portfolio of Cisco video devices that are interoperable. They can, I mean, serve any meeting platform, either through USB-C, as we already talked about, but also obviously with native interop and even native Microsoft Teams Rooms capabilities, right, for the entire portfolio. So I heard refer to it as WebEx devices. We're actually referring to it as Cisco video devices. They optimized for the WebEx platform and the WebEx suite, but they're obviously also certified for Microsoft Teams Rooms and do an amazing job there. And we have our Cisco Rooms mode where we have very strong interop capabilities, right, in the native appliance-based device. So this portfolio with the BYOD as the entry point into the portfolio allows you to scale the highest quality of enterprise grade video across any space in your enterprise, right? From the smallest, simplest huddle spaces through the boardrooms, your training rooms, so on and so forth.
Got it. I apologize. I called it the wrong portfolio, the Cisco video devices portfolio. I appreciate that. But that means these devices can be, for example, through your partnership with Microsoft, MTR certified. But at the same time, you have a very strong interop story with Zoom, with Google. You even have a cloud video interop service as well that you offer, right? Across the whole portfolio.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have strong partnerships. I would say the most capable, interop, experiences, in our Cisco Rooms mode. Indeed.
I mean, so right now, this is beautiful because we started talking about the most, I'm going to say the simplest room, the lowest stake room, if sometimes for people, although as we've seen by my own frustration trying to log on to my own meeting here, it can be challenging. But when you have a low friction experience where you just plug in your laptop and go, it's a great starting point all the way up to these larger rooms. Now, one of the interesting tools that you guys also announced, which helps support this entire portfolio, I want to just speak to a moment. You guys actually launched something called Workspace Designer. And I think this is a really powerful tool that helps support these IT decision makers when they need to figure out what devices deploy where. Could you tell me a little bit about that Workspace Designer application?
Absolutely. So we announced the Workspace Designer last year. It's really because we want to help accelerate the decision making and make sure that that the dialogue between Cisco, the partner, the end customers, and all the stakeholders at the end customer is as frictionless as possible. And obviously, the best way to do this is through kind of strong 3D visualizations of the room, where we can very easily help you see and understand the benefits of putting one of our devices in there and which devices fits for what purposes, right? And make sure you don't make design mistakes that you will regret later. So we have Workspace Designer, which goes all the way from the huddle spaces we're talking about now, where you can put in a BYOD device and play around with that and understand kind of what that will look like, what foreign experience you will get out of this in different kind of configurations. You will get a very clear alert if you put one of these smaller devices into a room built for 10 people, for instance.
Right.
You will get some warnings. We will help you understand the benefit of a dual display setup versus a single display setup. We will guide you on how many external microphones you will need for a larger space, the benefits of a ceiling microphone versus a table microphone. We will help you also understand exactly what the end user will see from the room, our different camera modes, whether that is frames, speaker tracking, group mode. And we will allow you to put the device either into a Microsoft Teams room mode or the Cisco Rooms mode, so you will understand kind of what the end user interface looks like in this environment. So it's a super, super capable tool, and we even allow you for as a integrator to understand kind of our the cabling requirements and recommendations, and so forth.
It almost spits out a recipe, if you will, for the room. So I love the visual that we just saw, which is I get to see from either the far end point of view, I always see from inside the room, and it has that heat map coverage of both audio and video pickup. So even your new device, like your ceiling mic, is also showing up in there. I noticed. Is that right?
Absolutely. Every new device from us going forward will show up in there. And yeah, talking about the ceiling mic, it has been a tremendous success since we launched last year. It's really fixing the most important pain point or the most prevalent pain point in rooms, which is poor audio quality. So amazing traction with that. And there will be more now with Cisco Live US and Infocom coming up. There will be more exciting announcements in the area of our IP connected peripherals.
You want to share some insights right now? You want to hold on to the big announcement? You're welcome to spill the beans now if you want. No, I can't get that out of you.
It's very tempting, okay, Craig, but I'll hold off for for 3 more weeks. Thank you.
So, Espen, I really like this workspace designer, but I don't think you're actually sharing the best part. There's one other thing I really like about this.
Ah, true, yeah. The best part is probably that it's free. Anyone can use the workspace designer. As soon as you build a room in Workspace Designer, you get the link and you can send it to anyone. Anyone can open it and then continue on collaborating on that space. And it makes
for IT decision makers who are doing their own research, they can actually get started and get a great idea on their own in their own journey as they start figuring things out.
Absolutely. And it makes it so easy to keep stakeholders aligned. And we see it really accelerates decision making in companies. And we've seen very good examples that ensures the quality in the end result. So I should also mention it's such a good user experience that we were actually just nominated to the Webby Awards, which is kind of the Oscar for consumer grade web pages. So it's a pleasure to use this tool, and we're getting really good feedback.
I have to tell you, I'm a big fan of it. I encourage our audience to take a look at it because it's so intuitive. It's so visually fulfilling to see what's taking place in the room. And again, at the very end, I really appreciate it when it just click a button and it provides to me what I call a recipe list of the devices and the items that I need for that rooms combined across however many rooms that I have. So it's pretty powerful. Well, let's do this. I think we're at the end of this webcast. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. And I want to hit some of the highlights because I want to bring it back to the room bar, BYOD. Powerful. Here's my key takeaways. Powerful device. It has got the intelligence. It's got the manageability in it. It's got a lot of insights, and it has a beautiful path for upgrade. But you could probably say it better than me. Why don't you share with me some of those key takeaways about this?
No, but I think you hit it well, Craig. I think I would say, in addition to being kind of efficient, it's very cost efficient, right? Yeah. It's for what you get. It's very reasonably priced. You get a lot of additional value to just the best video and audio quality in the market. It really allows you to scale and grow your deployment at your own pace based on the insights from your organization. Mm-hmm. You get visibility to your room and the state of your room, right? Whether that's whether your display is connected and behaving as it should, and you can get insights when it comes to the acoustical qualities, for instance, as we talked about, even kind of lighting, etc., right? So it gives you a lot of insights that can help you improve your end user experience across your deployment.
I mean, it's a really powerful story. I think the Cisco video devices are known for their premier quality of video and audio experience. And the fact that you can scale this across all these different rooms of different use cases and different sizes is fantastic. All right. So we might have intrigued the audience. They might be want to learn more. Where can they see the device next? We talked about a couple of these events coming up.
Absolutely. So they can see the device at Cisco Live US in person, at Infocom in person. Both of those are in June, and you can see this device and maybe even some new devices and our workspace designer, which you can also obviously kind of see on the internet and much, much more. So please come visit us there or visit us online at cisco.com, webex.com, or workspace designer. Thank you.
Or they can also reach out to their Cisco rep because this product's available now. This is an opportunity for them
your
to
Cisco
see it
rep, your Cisco reseller, and we're happy to help you. We have standard lead time across our portfolio, and so don't hold back.
Perfect. I love it. Well, I think I've got all my answers here. I'm going to put a little check on my list here of all the tough answers. What was I okay with you? Did I get too hard? If not, I can try again and really dig in deeper next time if you want. You just let me know. Okay.
This is fine.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Everyone, hey, I want to thank my guest, Espen Loberg. Espen, thank you for giving us insights into the Roombar BYOD. It's a great addition to the Cisco video devices portfolio. This has been another edition of Decision Point, where we try and help IT leaders with those important decisions. Stay tuned. We're going to have some more of this. Espen, thank you for your time. I appreciate you sharing your insights.
Thank you, Craig. Always a pleasure. See you soon.
All right, everyone. Take care. Have a great day. Bye. We'll